let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Invading the Kingdom of Darkness by Samuel Padmore offers practical teaching to arm, strengthen, deepen, and sharpen your prayer life. This book will inspire you to pray until the kingdom of this world becomes the kingdom of our God. Samuel T. Padmore serves as the founding president of Action Life Ministries International in Massachusetts, senior overseer of Casa del Dios in New Jersey, a former secretary general for the Council of Churches. He moved strongly in apostolic and prophetic anointing with many signs and wonders and ministered in Africa and the United States. Ordained in 1997 by Bread of Life Ministries in Florida, Pastoral College, Victory International Bible Training School, School of Theology, Biblical Theology in 1996, a sought-after speaker in churches and conferences, an author of four books, resides with his wife, Providencia, in Massachusetts. Pastor Samuel Padmore, author of Invading the Kingdom of Darkness, Rescuing Families and Nations Handbook, Volume 1, Revised and Expanded, 3rd Edition, a recipient of the prestigious Seal of Excellence Award from Author Reputation Press and the U.S. Review of Books Award. He's our guest next on This Week in America. Pastor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me on your show.
It is our pleasure. This is such a very important topic, which you discuss so well in your book, Invading the Darkness, the Kingdom of Darkness. Let's talk about this writing. Let's just sort of establish you are a very skilled and gifted writer. This book is, one review said, the best spiritual book on warfare they had ever read. Where did this come from? When did you discover this talent for writing and reaching out and touching people by your word?
I believe it's a gift from God. I did not know I have that talent. In 1996, I have an uncle who was in UK. He was a medical doctor and a lecturer. So in 96, my grandfather died and he came over. And after the burial, he went back. Then I had a dream about him. He was giving me an ancient geography book. And he told me something about the book. So after the dream, I wrote to him. And when I wrote, it was 10 pages. When he received it, he wrote back to me. And he said, you have a talent to write. You have a talent. Yes. So that is where I discovered that, oh, I have a talent. So one day, I will be enjoying writing books. That is where this book writing start from. I was beginning having desire to write.
Well, it's an amazing talent. And like I say, reaching so many people, the latest book that we're talking about by Samuel Padmore, that's P-A-D-M-O-R-E, is the book Invading the Kingdom of Darkness, Rescuing Families and Nations Handbook, Volume 1. The book is available at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places, and I'll give you the pastor's website as well as we go through the program. This book, Invading the Kingdom of Darkness, what inspired you to take on this topic and to write this book?
This inspiration came from the Holy Spirit. The Lord called me and my wife as intercessors, and especially he wants us to intercede for America. And so as we intercede, he was giving me a lot of messages and a lot of things to pray for. And we could see the darkness, the spiritual darkness hovering over America. And it was very, very, very serious. So as we pray, the Lord began to show me things that were crippling America. So let me tell you two of these visions that has empowered this book. The first one was, that was 2015. I started writing the book 2014. But 2015, normally if I'm writing, I do my research and then I will pray and ask God for the spiritual side of what is going on that I'm going to be writing. So he will normally show me visions and dreams. So this time, he showed me in a vision, he took me up in his hand and brought me to heaven. So in heaven, when we were getting there, he said, son, stop here. I'm going to show you something. So at that time, he left me a little bit on my left side. Then he called me and he said, son, look up. So while I was looking up, I saw something amazing. The cloud was changing colors. It was changing colors. And it was like sea tide. Like when you're standing at the sea and you see how the wave is rolling. That was how the cloud is rolling in heaven. So as I was watching, he called me again, son, something's about to happen. And I want you to watch carefully because I'm going to show you something. While I was watching, I saw this woman. She was elegant. She was so magnificent, beautiful. I could not have enough word to describe her. And she was coming from the crowd. And I was watching. The Lord says, son, this is America. America is falling. America is falling. Go quickly and receive her so she does not fall. Before the Lord says, go quickly and receive her, I was already there with my hands open. And she landed in my hand. Now, as she landed, we have to ascend. So we started ascending with fast speed. As we were ascending, I saw a mountain and I thought, okay, perfect. This is the mountain. I'm going to drop her off there. So when I was getting closer to drop her off, the Lord said, no, don't drop her off. The moment her feet touch the ground, America will fall. So don't drop her off. So we have to continue. So we continue our journey. We were traveling in the air. And then I saw a very tall skyscraper building. And it looks like a church. So I said, okay, now I can drop her off here. But when I was getting there, the Lord said, no, don't drop her off here. Then it continued. We continue. I saw a second skyscraper and another. It was so tall that the top reached into another crowd. So I thought, okay, maybe this place. The Lord said no. So we continued. And now it was that place was the second heaven. And it was very tough to go through that place. And then it was like we're going through a mountain winding road. So the Lord says, son, you have to bring her into the presence of God. So we were still climbing in the air and we were still moving very fast, but it was tough. And when we penetrate that, we are to enter into the third heaven. It was tough. And then the Lord said, I'm going to help you. So he brought us, both me and the woman, and he brought us to the presence of the Father. And then he said, now I'm going to place America back to her former position. He said, son, let me explain this to you. This was America. This woman represents America. She's the mother of all nations. But she was fallen. She was placed there by the founding fathers. But she was fallen from that place because of the laws that are against the Christian values. The laws in this country that a new presidents are setting it up and they are using the Supreme Court to devalue the core value of America. That is why she was falling. So you know what happened? Exactly. I had this vision in May 17th, 2015.
Okay.
Then exactly one month. That was June 26, 2015. When I calculated, it was like 41 days. The Supreme Court enacted a legal marriage for gay people. So that means they legalize gay marriage exactly 41 days after this vision. So these things are the things that are causing America to fall from the presence of God. So as we continue to pray, things begin to work against the church. We are seeing new laws, things that are now silencing the Christians, silencing the church from preaching. You can't preach everything that you want to preach anymore. So we continue to pray. We say God has to change the president so that God will bring a man that will fear God and will implement the core values of Christianity or core values of the America that we know. So as we're praying, this led us to 2016. And then as the candidates began to talk about or begin their campaigns, we were praying, who is God electing? Then God said, I'm going to show you another vision. Then in this vision, I was taken into the air again in the realm of the spirit. Then in the air, we stood and the Lord said, son, look up again. I'm going to show you this thing. It's very important. When I look up, I saw something profound. I saw tornado. I saw storm. I saw hurricane. And then a dark cloud formed a tunnel with all these storms. And it was very, very, very terrible. And as it formed the tunnel, it was very dark. But at the ingress of the tunnel, I saw a man standing with his hand outstretched. And he said, I will buck this darkness. And the Lord said, son, do you see this man? He's going to fight the darkness, and the darkness will fight him. But he will only succeed by the prayer of the saints, the prayer of the intercessors. And if I should tell you who this man was, it was Mr. Donald Trump. And that was the man I saw. So we start praying. And as things go, we thought that, no, this cannot be the president. So we were still praying, God, please show us the right one. But God keep repeating the same man. And then getting to the election, my wife had another vision. And what was the vision? She saw a woman that we were all admiring, former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who we were all admiring. She was dressed with all clothes of all countries, from layer and layer, layer upon layer, layer upon layer, layer upon layer. And so she was more than prepared, more than ready. And then a basket was passed and for people to cast their vote, and she lost it. So when she lost it, a man came and removed all those clothes from her. Then God was truly confirming to us that this is not going to be the president. But the one he was talking to us about, he is going to be the president. Truly, when the election night came, he won the election. But then the vision began to manifest. Here you will see from that very night, battles begin to rage against him. And do you know the first person that fought him was a woman? And the last name of that woman was Stormy. And remember the vision I had? It was storm, hurricane, yes. Tornado. And so the first person was Stormy. And she fought, but he won. Then after that, and through my book, you will see a lot of things I cannot talk about here, a lot of visions about Russia, China, and all those things. They were all fighting. And what happened? All this through his presidency, the hurricane, the tornado, and all those things, through impeachment and all kind of things, are still happening today, And so God has been truly faithful. But we kept that prayer. And when the most important thing, it was that when he came, he began to restore all the American core values. Everything that this book was talking about, everything that I was writing about, everything we were praying about, he began to install. I can't mention all of them, but when you read the book, you will see everything that God was speaking to me about, he yes. began to restore all those things. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the book, if you're just joining us, our guest is Samuel Padmore. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. That's Padmore. The book is Invading the Kingdom of Darkness, Rescuing Families and Nations Handbook. You'll find the book, the revised edition, at authorreputationpress.com to make sure you get the most up-to-date version of this. The book's available at other places, but I'll send you to authorreputationpress.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Time going so quickly. Pastor, what is the main purpose of the book? How do you hope people read the book and implement what you're talking about in the book, Invading the Kingdom of Darkness?
Yes, exactly. The purpose of this book is to inspire, teach, train. It's a self-help book. So it will teach you how to pray. There are many people who get this book, they can't put it down. And they said the moment they start reading the book, they start praying, it's like, wow, this prayer life begin to change. And also the book teach you about how to hear from God. Because I believe if you can pray and you cannot hear from God, then what's the sense of praying? It's like you're working with a friend and you can't hear his voice. You have to know how to hear. This book teach you. And it teach you how to intercede for your family, how to intercede for your country. Not only America, every country, wherever you came from. So this book is very, very powerful, very powerful.
And has a worldwide application and reach. And by the way, we're doing a video of this, and you can see Pastor Padmore by going to YouTube, just put in This Week in America, or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. At the top of the page, you'll find a little icon with video. If you click on that, you'll be able to go to our YouTube channel. I think you sort of answered this, but it's so important. Have any prayers or prophetic dreams and visions in this book been fulfilled? And I think you touched on that a little bit.
Yeah. I would say 75% are all fulfilled, as I already mentioned, that things that we were praying for. You see, America is the mother of all nations, and America is also the influence of all nations. So the problem is that if America fall, the whole world, the Christianity or human rights, or I mean, count about things that America do in the world, it will all collapse. So it is very important that, and is strategic, that we pray for America. If we save America, America will save the rest of the world. Let me tell you just a little bit of the writings and the lootings that were going on recently in America. Do you know what is happening? Nigeria, they copycat and they begin to do it. And they were doing it badly. That they began, you know what they do? When the youth are protesting, they go there and they will shoot all of them. They will shoot them. Sometimes they said they will turn off the light in the place and just shoot all of them like that. And then they turn on the light. That means what they were learning from America about the street shootings and all those kind of rioting and the burning of things. They were burning things over there. So if we rescue America, it will save the rest of the world. But if we let America be destroyed, the whole world is going to crash. That is the reason why I wrote this book. And I want everybody to lay their hands, especially Christians, to lay their hands on this book to learn how to pray. I know many people know how to pray, right? Many people pray. And this is one of the reasons why I wrote this book. Many people, as we meet in groups to pray with other groups and other organizations, I discovered that they pray only for themselves and pray for their cities. They never pray for America. They never pray for their country. They only pray for themselves and their cities. So this book teaches you how to pray beyond your boundaries. And it is profound. It will help you teach your children also how to pray.
We've got a couple of minutes left here. I'm in reading the reviews. You really are touching people worldwide with this book, Invading the Kingdom of Darkness, Rescuing Families and Nations, Handbook Volume 1 by our guest Samuel T. Padmore, an award-winning book. You really are impacting the lives of your readers, aren't you? And I got a couple minutes here, but this book, your words, your visions are making a difference.
Yes. Yes. You know, it is very profound. It is very important, too, that you know where you are going. You have to know where you are going. I feel like if I'm working with God and God cannot speak to me, then what is the purpose? What is the reason? God has to be my friend, as he called Abraham. You are my friend. And so if I'm your friend, I have to see you, I have to hear you, and I have to know your guidance and directions. I don't want to finish and then know that I did not do your will. So every day, I rather like him to guide me. And that's the reason why he gave us the Holy Spirit. So if you know how to pray, you know that the best way to pray is to pray like 30 minutes and then wait before him for 70 minutes. If you have enough time to wait before God, he will speak to you. He will speak. And so I encourage everyone, this is your book. This is the book that will bless you. It will turn your Christian life around. And quickly, let me give you one testimony about a couple who get this book. The moment they got a book, they were reading. When they get to a certain part, I talk about what do you call it? Satanic covenants and satanic altars. So when they were reading, they stopped in the middle of the night. The men have to go out, buy scissors, and cut the hair of his wife. Why? Because the wife used to be drug addict. And so she involved in so many things. So while they were reading the book, she get deliverance right there in the night. That was profound. I believe God will bless everybody who read this book. I don't have to talk too much about it. You need to get this book, and that will bless your heart.
And when you see
get
the reviews
for your friend. Thank you very much, Mr. Bratton. I appreciate
Pastor, thank
all
you.
That you do. Yes.
Yeah, it's when you see the reviews, when you start reading the book, you'll understand exactly what the pastor is talking about. And I'm going to give you all of the information here, and we've got all of it up on our website, so you will find all of this. But our guest on the program has been Samuel Padmore. That's P-A-D-M-O-R-E. The name of the book is Invading the Kingdom of Darkness, Rescuing Families and Nations Handbook, Volume 1. It's a revised and expanded third edition, so I'll send you to authorreputationpress.com, the best place to buy it. It's the most up-to-date. You can look at other places and look for it there as well. And if you can't write all this down now, you can go to the website and get all of the information. The multiple award-winning book, the pastor's website is actionlifeministriesinternational.org, actionlifeministriesinternational.org. All of the information there, you'll see why this book is doing so well. And, Pastor, I mentioned you are now a prolific author. What are you working on now? Is there something else that we can expect soon from you?
Yes, I just finished writing a book on relationship. I call it Fix Me, Fix My Relationship. And it's about your relationship is about, you know, relationship is in every level. So relationship with your husband, your spouse, your children, your co-workers, your business, everywhere there's a relationship. And this book teach you how to be able to fix that relationship. And I just finished, but it's yet to be published. And then the second one is Rediscovering the Power of Visions and Dreams. And that one too, it was published, but I took it off. I wanted to do some revisions on it. And very soon that is going to come. And also, the second volume for the invading the Kingdom of Darkness is also available on Amazon. And so you can also find it. Both Dreams and Visions I was talking about, they were both in these books. So don't get only one, get both, and it will help you understand everything.
The books are available, as the pastor said, wherever books are sold. You've got Amazon for books. If you put in Google Samuel T. Padmore, you'll get all information on the books, authorreputationpress.com. The name, the book we're talking about today, Invading the Kingdom of Darkness, Rescuing Families and Nations Handbook, Volume 1. Pastor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and you are awesome man. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Yes, hopefully I will want us to do this again.
We'd love to have the opportunity, and thank you, Pastor Samuel Padmore. The book, Invading the Kingdom of Darkness, available at Amazon, the usual places, authorreputationpress.com. Check it out at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we continue on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.